Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Justina Wilson.
How may I assist you today, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to file my initial claim. It said that online, my information was connected to an email that I have no idea of.
Okay, so you will, you're trying to apply for unemployment or you're trying to do a weekly certification? Okay.
Sorry.
If you would like to apply, I can assist you right here in this line.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So let me assist you right now. Let's start. Could you please provide me your social security number?
422-37-7964.
May I have your full name, please?
Justina Michelle Wilson.
Okay. May I have your birthday, please?
7691.
Mother maiden name?
Wilson.
Oh, thank you. So now let me update and let me read for you. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsificate in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Okay. Do you
understand?
Let me ask you other questions. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you regular filed for unemployment compensation? Or do you apply for TAA?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have please your phone number?
205-534-1093.
May I have your driver license number, please?
8277896.
Okay, and your driver license is from Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
African American.
What is the highest grade that you compete in school?
I'm in college.
How many years in college?
3.
Okay. Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have please your home address?
It's now 4828 Richold, R-E-I-C-H-H-O-L-D Road, Tuscaloosa, Alabama 35404.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go because for some reason I thought I was typing and I didn't. Okay, may I have please again your home address?
4828 Richold, it's spelled R-E-I-C-H-H-O-L-D Road.
City, please.
Ma'am.
Yeah, may I have the city, please?
Tuscaloosa.
Okay, Tuscaloosa. May I have the zip code, please?
35404.
35404. 404. Okay, thank you. And this is the same that you're mailing address? It is the same that you mailing address? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I am
yes,
asking
ma'am.
You, it is the same that you mailing address? Okay. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Quality tips.
I'm sorry, but I have an issue to hear you. I don't know what's going on.
Could you please repeat your occupation? Ma'am? I can hear you. It's really hard. I'm sorry.
Is it better now?
Yeah. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Yes, ma'am. Quality tech.
Okay, quality tech. What exactly are you doing?
Quality work, inspection.
I'm trying to research. Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hub?
No, ma'am.
Are you attending a school or training?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite day to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
18.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have a work in the last 18 months. Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023, March 2024? Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Excuse me. Which one you prefer?
Checking my checking account.
Okay. Could you please provide me your routing number?
Yeah. One moment. Account number is 677-8293-1000.
Okay. May I have your routing number, please?
262-083-881.
All right, thank you. Let me update this information. Okay, now may I have please your last employer name?
Mother's name.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Pronounce mother's son, M-O-T-H-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay, it's because I am able to see all the employers that you've been working, and I don't see that one. Hospital management. It looks like this one is the last one. It's not this one, right? The hospital.
No, ma'am.
And also before that one is Cillian Technologies. Okay, I don't know. It's not right here. You was hiring through the company?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't see in the system. I need you please provide me your the company name, and I have to report. Mothers, like mother?
Yes, ma'am, like mother and son put together.
Mother and what? I'm sorry, say, could you please verify one more time?
M-O-T-H-E-R-S-O-N.
It's okay, mother, son, together. Okay, and after mother, son? What is after that, ma'am?
Ma'am.
Yeah, this is the your employer, last employer, mother, son?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's it?
Yes, ma'am. That's the name.
Okay, so it's because, okay. So now I need you please provide me in what city is located this company?
It is, I can give you the address one moment.
Yeah, just the city, please.
It is located in Cottondale, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And the address is 10799 Ed Stevens Road. Mm-hmm. The zip code is 35453.
Okay, let me ask you. Could you please check in your paycheck, Stephen? Provide me who is paying you.
One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
S&P Automotive Inc.
Ma'am? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please verify who is paying you?
S&P Automotive System Alabama Inc.
S&P Automotive Alabama Inc. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And also now, I need you please provide me what day did you start to work with this company? Beginning day March. And last day.
March 13th to... I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. This is March. Yes, March 13th to May 10th.
You say, okay, say one more time, please.
March 13th to mm-hmm. May 10th.
Both, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you say May?
Yes, ma'am.
What day from May?
May 10th.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let me put you in a brief hold call and I will be back with you. I just want to verify you say you're under your paycheck is S&P Automotive Inc., right?
Yes, S&P All right. Automotive Systems Alabama Inc.
Oh, system. Okay. Alabama Inc. Okay, thank you, ma'am. So let me put you in a hold call and I will be back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I just checking that you are online, Miss Wilson.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. I just checking that you are on the line. Still, I'm waiting for some answers.
Okay.
So, thank you for waiting.
Hello. Hello.
Well,
hello, Kim. I made a mistake on my account number. Can you go back and fix that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. No problem.
I'm sorry, it's two different numbers on here, and
okay, yes, ma'am, no problem. So I can go back. Just one second, please. Let me go back.
Okay. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 987-333-531.
Okay, this is your routing number.
That's my checking account number.
Okay, this is account number. Okay, let me. Could you please verify one more time? Just
excuse me. 987-333-531.
Correct. And routing number, please.
262-083-881.
Okay, it's the same. Okay, I just want to let you know that everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. And the system don't take it, this one.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's a bank account, actual bank.
Okay, for some reason, the system don't allow to take it, this one. Let me see if it is something different right here. Okay, let me check. Okay. Okay. The 987. Yeah, this is your bank account number, right?
531.
Yeah, that one is your bank account number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I know this is why. Because I thought the routing number is going to be different. But it's the same. Okay, 26. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, I just want to let you know that still I don't have an answer regarding to this employer. Okay, probably I had to call you back because for some reason I don't have an answer yet.
Let me see. Hello, Miss Wilson. Hello, Miss Wilson.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Could you please provide me the telephone number from this company?
Try 205-723-8236.
Okay. Could you please verify one more time?
205-723-8236.
Thank you. And why are you no longer working with this company? They discharge you? Are you quit?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. They discharge you?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please provide me the specific reason why they discharge you?
No reason.
They didn't provide you any reason?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to have please the name, the person name, who discharge you?
I don't know her actual name.
Ma'am?
I don't know her actual name.
Okay, so... Okay, and also, do you know her position?
But I know she was,
She was
the supervisor.
Supervisor. Okay. And what day is she advising you that you don't longer working anymore with this company? Hello?
It was on May the 10th.
The same day. And what did she specifically told you begin she terminated you?
There was no specific reason.
Yeah, what did she exactly she told you when she discharged you?
There was nothing in particular.
So what did she say?
My hand scan just didn't work anymore.
Okay. So, I mean, you say she discharged you. Does she call you? Does she text you?
She just verbally said it.
And she just said, you know, you're not working right here or something?
Yes, ma'am.
What did she say? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you hear me?
No. You keep going. Okay. So what exactly is she saying?
She was randomly picking and she just was like, I went on my off day. When I came back, my hand scan just didn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you try to do to resolve the problem to she discharge you?
I tried to contact from the numbers that I had. I tried to contact someone and they wanted me to just file a report against her, but that still wasn't bringing me back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me go there. After your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
So, have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Let me read for you. You are set. Just one moment, please. Just, okay. One second, please.
Ma'am, if you're speaking to me, if the phone is very staticky, then I can't make anything out. It's still very staticky.
Okay. So, Miss Wilson? Hello?
I can hear you, but it's there. It's like as if something is rubbing across the mic.
Okay. Let me check.
So it's causing the phone to go in and out, like as if the service is breaking up.
It's better now?
Yes, ma'am. It's so much better.
Sorry for that. Okay, let me read for you. So you are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay to put your full name right here?
Yes, ma'am.
So I will ask you a question. This is going to be randomly questions about you. Okay, which of the following addresses is associating with you? 12 pyramid, I'm sorry, the 12 Perimeter Park South, 1813 21st, Avenue East. Which of the following cities is familiar with you? Albertville, Northport, Phoenix City, or Florence?
Northport.
Which of the following car have you recently owned? 2001, Volvo S60. 2002, Oldsmobile. 2007, Honda CBR1000. And the last one is 2008, Ford Edge.
I'm sorry, can you repeat those?
2001, Volvo S60. 2002, Oldsmobile. 2007, Honda CBR. 2008, Ford Edge.
Neither.
Any? Okay, so now let me ask you, Ms. Wilson. I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yes.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
Let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim will just finish. Also, raise the forward with the Alabama Care Resident System. Your Care Resident application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And one day, you will like resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. The process you choose completely file your unemployment claim doesn't no automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online in your claiming portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the telephone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7383. 89. Your weekly certification is going to start this coming Sunday, every Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. Okay, so let me go. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss all findings. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law require that you contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you completed your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them. But the employer begin later hiding. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So do you have any question for me about this closing statement, Ms. Wilson?
No, ma'am.
Let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim if you are ready.
Joe.
Okay.
Joe.
49-00-20-805.
You repeat that, please?
49-00-20-805.
Okay.
PIN number for weekly is 5366. 5366.
Okay.
All right. If you don't have any questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Clothes Line. You have a wonderful effort.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye, man.